been 20 years of top bottoms.
Okay, you know, I'm shrinking from the story.
Year, rear yeah. of the year,
is it that time again?
Yes, it is. It is that time again.
Well, but that must mean, oh, where's the time going? We must be like weeks from Pope Smoker of the Year. Pope Smoker of the Year.
Well, I'll tell you what is coming up soon is Spectacle Wearer of the
Year,
of course,
Teddy. It is.
Obviously, you'll be up for that.
Sometimes you get these, you know, dear, it's like the Reader's Digest letters, they just write your note. Dear Mr. Baker, we notice you wear glasses. As you probably know, Dolan at HSN, please attend White Wines. Nitwit. And of all of these, I think if any of them's got credibility, it will be, of course, the Rear of the Year.
Well, this year, the winners are Scott Wright from Coronation Street and Charlotte Church.
Oh, that's awful.
Charlotte,
yeah, doesn't mind.
No, she's just turned 16, and she says...
It's still something fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
old. Yeah.
Turned 16.
Get off of these people.
Bottom.
She said, to be honest, I have never thought my behind was my best asset.
Well,
I have voice is probably what we're
quite right as well, and she should send them away with an F in their E. You greasy bunch of SOB.
Well, is that classic piece of cant from the Daily Star after the now notorious Brass Eye program?
Oh yeah,
In which they published on one side is this the most sick, disgusting,
and on the other side was
a picture of a 15-year-old Charlotte Church.
Was there really?
Oh, isn't Charlotte looking chest marvelous?
Oh, man. Well, that's picking Charlotte Church for this is greasy. It is Rear of the Year, if you like. It's not the BAFTAs, but it's not that far behind, given that the BAFTAs now split up into 25 categories, including soap. Has there been a soap opera one this week? There usually is.
Not that I'm aware of.
Anyway, if one must concentrate on Rear of the Year, of course, he said, hijacking the thing he's been bad-mouthing. I would,
Who's your rear?
It would have to be, Agneta from, ABBA. The ass that ate Stockholm. I'm telling you, it really is. Oh, man alive. Why, what a woman. I saw her at the Albert Hall. Can't remember a single song they played. she would turn around. You know when Kenny Everett did Rod Stewart? Do you ever see that?
Yes, his
rear got bigger and bigger. She was like at the midpoint of that. But it was a tremendous thing. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. and she sat, and I was supposed to be reviewing it for the NME, and she was wearing that pink spandex trousers. And I know Frida's got her fans, but Agneta out of... And every song she would find a reason to turn around and bend double and just... it must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that. I was on my chair shouting out, the fries come with that shake! Whoa! Man, yeah. Yourself, male or female, it's up to you, it's your choice.
What, for a rear?
Yeah. Ooh, I know we shouldn't be descending into this.
I know this. You can't, as she turns away and walks out of the door into Heaven Have Not in that pencil skirt, Lauren Bacall.
But see, Bogey was, like all great men, he didn't make his selection without walking the full length of the counter. And so many men make that mistake. And I'm going to have to come across here, of course, to our show. Yes, why not? Why not?
Don't put me on the spot, I don't know.
You've got to say, come on, don't infuriate, it's from history. Caesar's third wife is going to
the great bottoms of history.
Yeah, well, these people are making a living off it. There must be a panel somewhere.
I think Elizabeth Taylor kind of comes in there.
I suppose so, but it's a shame she's gone so terribly mad, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, not Elizabeth Taylor now.
No, but the violet-eyed Elizabeth Taylor from the 1950s.
Fantastic.
Which is now probably
when she was 17. Said, coming full circle. Here's Derek, by the way.